Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theatre.
I'm your host, Jay Langjans. How's everyone this evening? So I'm doing another short mini cast instead of a story. Again, like I said, I think this is probably the format that I'm going to go with. Story, then a little mini cast, story, mini cast. Anyway, so listening to everybody talk about chili, I made sure that I put it on our menu for next week. And I thought I would share my chili recipe because it's a bit different than everyone else's that so far has voiced what they've got. So far, how everyone's told us they make their chili. So I thought I'd tell you how I make my chili. So I got this recipe online about 2 years ago. And it doesn't sound like it should sit. When you listen to the ingredients, it doesn't sound like it's going to taste like chili. But it tastes like chili and is really, really good. And it's a big favorite around the house. And I always make a double or a triple batch. And we freeze some, and it's our first meal when we go out camping is Thai chili. And, yeah. So, anyway. So, in the Thai chili, you're going to need... Right. So, the big difference with this chili is it's all beef, 100% beef. But it also has chicken stock in it. I'm allergic to pork, so there is no Schwein in my chili. No Schwein. No Schwein at all. All right. So, the ingredients. 3 pounds of ground beef.
2 to 3 cups of chicken stock.
1 large sweet potato.
1 green pepper.
1 red pepper.
A large zucchini.
1 cup coconut milk.
15 ounces of tomato sauce.
1/4 cup of fresh cilantro, chopped. We do not use cilantro. We do not like our tastes.
4 green onions, chopped.
1 lime.
4 teaspoons of red curry paste. Shout out to Nutty on that stuff. It's awesome.
2 teaspoons of ground cumin.
And the salt and the pepper.
So that's the ingredients you're going to need. And so how you're going to make it, you're going to brown the beef in a large saucepan. And you're going to do that over medium heat. And once the meat's all browned, if you got extra lean ground beef, which we always buy, we don't buy the fatty stuff, you have very little pour off. So, you know, judge it if it's like super soupy with fat, pour off the fat. But if it's just a little bit of fat, it's not too bad and it helps add to the flavor of the chili. Then you're going to add your chicken stock. And in the chicken stock, you're going to stir in the curry paste and the cumin. And I always like to add a lot more curry paste than it says. I like it a little more spicy, and I think it adds a lot of flavor. So you stir that till it's combined, and then you add your sweet potato, zucchini, and bell peppers. So while you're browning your ground beef, you peel your sweet potato and your zucchini, and you cut it all up into, like, I don't know, half-inch squares. We usually buy a really big sweet potato and a large zucchini and chop those up. And then, of course, the bell pepper, you can chop that up too. And you're going to put that in to the meat and chicken stock mix. And you're going to bring that chili to a boil. And then you're going to reduce the heat to low, and you're going to let it simmer for 20 minutes. Then you stir in the coconut milk and the tomato sauce. And I advise getting that coconut milk. If you get it in the can, you really got to break it up inside there before you dump it into your chili. Otherwise, you have this giant can-shaped floating chunk of coconut milk in your chili. It's a real pain in the ass to try and break that apart with your spatula, and you don't want to get a whisk in there because you've got big chunks of vegetables and everything. Oh, and I got to add, when you add your vegetables to your chicken stock beef mix, it's not actually going to cover everything, so I always throw a lid on top of the pan or the pot, and that keeps all the steam inside and helps steam the vegetables and get them all nice and soft for chewiness.
For your palate, they make them delicious.
Anyway, then once that's stirred in there, you cook it for another 7 to 10 minutes uncovered. You let it boil. And then you let the chili cool for 10 to 15 minutes. And this is where they say stir in the cilantro and season to taste. And I do not put in the cilantro. Nobody in the house is a fan. I don't mind it too much, but I can find it overpowering. But nobody else really likes it. And then the key to the chili that makes it like uber delish is putting the green peppers on top and squirting lime juice on it. And like I said, we make this in big batches and freeze it and take it around, and it is awesome. So anyway, I wanted to share my chili recipe with everyone, and yeah, that's the way we do it.
That's the way we like it.
Anyway.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Masterpiece Audio Theater, wherever it finds you in your earholes. This podcast was created under the attribution non-commercial share alike 4.0 license.